The tweets are coming in. Jonathan, thank you very much indeed. Jonathan Ashton says, look, according to our MSL group Middle East, hashtag MSL access session on tourism tomorrow, it'll be back, referencing business travel, but retain its prestige. Most trips will be replaced by video calls. Yoga's also been in touch, saying that I'm with Bill Gates on this one. Zoom and WebEx meetings are as good as real. Bill Gates painting a pretty murky picture for the future of business travel. Not so Darren Hulst, the Vice President Commercial Marketing for Boeing, which are forecasting long-term resilience, return to growth for the Middle East aviation sector, including the business.
I think the thinking is, in times like these, we need to remember the perspective around the value that commercial aviation brings. And so while we absolutely are facing the biggest challenge in commercial aviation history, the fundamentals, the demand for air travel and what air travel means to the global transportation system, that's not changing in the long term. And so from our perspective, we'll see a year or two of lost growth in the market. But fundamentally, when the market comes back, it'll come back quickly. And then when it does, that's when we'll resume the growth trends that we've seen throughout the last 40 and 50 years in aviation.
And one of those growth trends has been business travel. So can business travel bounce back to pre-COVID levels? Your thoughts continue to come in. Rauya says, look, point is business travel is a staple of the previous generation, also the carbon footprint. Somebody texted, huge global organization was advised in 2009 to stop visiting customers globally. That decision was reversed a year and a half later. Humans have to connect physically. That's why we coexist. Also, thanks to Rich, who got in touch with us. Undoubtedly, you cannot build the same rapport with prospective clients over Zoom as you can when meeting face to face. I work for an international corporation, and as soon as possible, we will start traveling again. Not doing so would immediately put us at a competitive disadvantage over our peers. Gemma Greenwood is the editor of Business Traveller Middle East. Gemma joins us live on the line from the UK. Good morning to you, Gemma. A very early morning to you over there.
Yes, it was a good wake-up call this morning.
Look, we really appreciate you taking the call, because this one really has blown up over here in Dubai this morning. The conversation continues apace at the moment. Your reaction to Bill Gates' rather murky forecast for business travel moving forward?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is quite murky, isn't it? And I have to say, I agree with him when it comes to people working from home with more days at home in that respect. But when it comes to business travel, I have to say I don't agree. Just seeing what's happened in the past few months. So Business Traveller did a reader survey in partnership with Globetrotter and American Express in July and August. So a few months back now. And already there had been a 55% increase in business travel once restrictions had eased. So that's, you know, even July, August we're talking about. So initial response really good. Now, when it comes to face-to-face, our survey covered that in quite great depth. What we saw was it really depends on the type of meeting, as you would imagine. So in terms of attitudes, new ways of working, when it comes to things like sales meetings, pitching, face-to-face is preferable to remote. I mean, we had 76% of readers of those surveys saying that that was preferable. And when we drill down even more, we looked at face-to-face versus remote working, and you're looking at conferences, interviews, recruitment, sales meetings, presentations, all of those things. It was a resounding, we need to travel for these things. Remote just doesn't cut it. You know, you look at things like maybe team meetings and training. Those were the ones where often, you know, that could be replaced by remote Zoom calls, etc. So, yeah, there will be a change in balance, but I think, you know, some of your readers have been tweeting, listeners have been tweeting this morning, saying about face-to-face can't be replaced. Mm. I totally agree, yeah. And you look at all the things we've got coming up next year as well, particularly in the Middle East, the UAE, which is very much, let's face it, a face-to-face region. It's all based on those personal relationships. And we've got Expo. We've just heard that Arabian Travel Market is going to be live again when we all meet together, which is fantastic. People literally can't wait to meet one another again. You know, it's just human nature. So I think Bill Gates has probably been a little bit pessimistic. And from what Boeing was saying this morning, yeah, of course it's going to be another couple of years. We need vaccines. vaccine, all those things that are going to give people confidence. But all the signs are showing us that once, you know, things are deemed safe in our minds and, you know, we can get out and about again, we will get back to those pre-pandemic levels.
And you'll know better than anyone, Gemma, about the fact that, you know, we're in a pretty unique position over here in the UAE in the sense that so many people are used to travelling as part of their job descriptions because of the sort of hub nature of this part of the world. So could we look at this as a sort of different scenario than maybe other parts of the world?
Definitely. I mean, I think the Middle East, the Gulf, particularly UAE, very unique, as you say. You know, we've got that hub status. You know, that's what Dubai and Abu Dhabi and the UAE is all about, isn't it? You know, we are used to travelling in and out. And you've only got to see the reaction of the corridor with, you know, the UK, where I am at the moment, opening up this week. I mean, I was talking to someone yesterday who was trying to book a ticket, and they've had to take on extra staff in the UK at all the travel agencies because there's been such a surge in requirements for travel. Now, okay, that might be some leisure travel, but let's face it, our lifestyles have changed. So we are now looking at what I like to call it, use this word, bleisure. Mm. You know, the blurring of lines between business and leisure. We're used to now being at home with the family, working from home, same, you know, a little bit of work here, a little bit of leisure there. So we might, you know, say, well, let's go on holiday, take the kids, and I'll work from Dubai. Yeah. Or, you know, everything has changed. But I think those types of, you know, the lifestyle changes will actually be a positive. We will travel for business and leisure at the same time. So I think there's loads of signs of positivity.
Yeah, quite right too. And no need to change the title of the magazine anytime yet.
Definitely not, no. From our survey, the signs are there. I mean, and interestingly, the biggest barriers at the moment are actually the quarantines that are being imposed by various countries. So it's not actually fear of travelling due to COVID. It's the fact that people don't want to self-isolate for 2 weeks when they get home. So, as soon as those restrictions change and things open up, I think things will bounce back and business travel in the Middle East will definitely still be here.
Quite right too. Gemma, I'll let you go back. Thank you so much indeed for getting up nice and early for us and taking the call this morning. Really appreciate it. Lovely to chat to you, and a safe journey back. Gemma Greenwood there, editor of Business Traveler Middle East.